Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My new country album's going to be called I'm Going to Heaven, But I Cuss Like Hell.
9.
I'm pretty sure if you call it a boomstick at the gun store, they will not sell it to you.
Page.
If men were superior than women, why do we have so much power over you when we get naked?
And Fat Boy.
The other day I told a buddy of mine, it's not food and it's not a booger, but you got a huge nose on your face you might want to take care of.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
All right, we're going to dial her number again. It's not as you thought it would be. When she answers, you just will talk to her, and then when it gets a little dicey, we'll jump on and let her know she's on the radio too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Truth and Consequences. We're calling Ray's ex-wife, Sheila. Right, Sheila?
That's right.
Okay. All right, here we go. When it starts ringing, it'll just be all on you. Here we go. Truth and Consequences.
Hello, this is Sheila.
Hey, she, you got a minute?
Yeah, I guess I do. Why, what's up?
Okay, good. You and the boys on the way to school?
No, Ray. You know, my sister's in town this week. She's taking them, so I am still at home. Did you call me at 7:30 in the morning to ask me if I'm taking the boys to school or what?
No, I called you to ask. Okay, look, I called you to ask why Noah has holes in his shoes and Lucas looks like he's in a rock band from 1974.
Ray, what the hell are you talking about?
Look, I pay child support, so why don't they get stuff like shoes and haircuts? I don't get it. I thought that's what it's for, but you must know that I bought Noah some shoes the last visit, and I hope you noticed that I got Lucas a haircut.
Jesus Christ, Ray, really? Noah got new shoes for Christmas. He has like, I don't know, 5 or 6 pairs, but he just happens to love those old ones, and he thinks they're cool. He'll probably wear them until the day he dies, and Lucas didn't even want the damn haircut until you talked him into it. He only did that for you. Do you know that? Every day he asks me, Mom, is my hair growing back yet? Does it look any longer? He really, really liked his long hair, Ray. Do you know that? It was just him being himself. I was letting him do that. But I guess that makes me a bitch now, huh?
No, but what I'm saying is they're little kids. You can't indulge every little whim like that. I mean, you have to think about them going out there and into the world when you and I aren't around and how they look and that reflects on you, it reflects on me. I mean that's the way our parents do it, see, remember?
Ray, they look fine. It's the way they want to look. Their kids and all the kids in their age range look the same way. It's just cool. That's what they want to do.
Look,
they have everything they need.
Okay, look, you can say that all you want, but I know what I saw. And look, here's the thing. I want to know where I know with the lawyers, and I know what we decided. But I just want to know where the child support money is going. I mean, why is it some big secret?
A secret? Why in the hell don't you just ask, Ray? If you want to know, just ask. This is what's going on.
You never
want
to talk?
What?
You never want to talk about things like that. You never want to talk. And I'm asking you now, okay? You said, oh, you never ask. Well, I'm asking now.
It's because you always ask stupid questions. Listen, all the money that you give them is going into an account, one for Noah and one for Lucas. Okay, so congratulations, Dad. You're helping pay for your sons to go to college in a few years. Okay, Mr. Wonderful? That's where the money's going. How about that?
Okay.
Happy now?
Then why is this the first I'm hearing about this?
Why what?
Why is this the first I'm hearing about any of this?
Because we don't talk. When we do talk,
well, whose fault?
You just ask idiotic questions. The stuff you say comes out of your mouth.
Look, I look at Facebook, okay, and I'm sure you're not buying a Mercedes and some designer clothes while my boys don't get what they need.
Oh, my God. You think your money for myself, Ray? Why in the hell do you think I even moved to the South, for God's sakes? Jesus, every single day I have to drive to work. It's only 15 miles, and it takes me an hour and a half. Every time I leave town, I have to deal with a bunch of redneck trash, even worse than the ones I left in Ohio.
Look, so here's the thing. You decided to move, and in the meantime, I moved too, and I'm down here, but half of my salary is going to the boys, and I'm standing here thinking, you know, you act like it's nothing. I'm not just an ATM machine.
Ray, why don't you just quit imagining stuff? Just get out of your own damn dumbass head. I moved to Atlanta in the first place because I got a job that paid me $175,000 a year. I bought my own car. I bought my own house. I buy shoes for our sons, thank you very much. I buy groceries for them. I buy their toys. I buy their video games. I buy tablets. And I will be buying them iPhones. And soon I'll be buying them cars. Not you. So trust me, everything is just fine. You're just living in your own idiotic imagination.
So you're making almost $200,000 a year, and I'm giving you half everything I make, and you're going to be a bitch about it.
That's your job, Ray. It's the least you could do. If you're not going to be here in their lives, at least, you know.
No, time out. I'm the one that moved. I'm the one that moved down here, okay? Yes, that was my choice, but I thought it was a family choice, even though, you know, I don't even know what that word means sometimes. You know, I wanted to be closer to the boys. It wasn't just about the money. You know, I knew flying back and forth wasn't going to work.
Okay, so what's your point now, Ray? What do you want from me?
I just want to know where the money's going.
She's already told you. And Sheila, good morning. She, or is it Sheila?
He called. Who the hell are you? It's Sheila. Who are you? What's going on, Ray?
We're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys. We're in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
93.3 The Planet. We had to dump out a couple times because you said the S words.
Don't say that, please.
Please don't cuss anymore. But
it's okay.
We're not taking his side with this whole thing. He just came on and told us that you're driving around in a Mercedes, all this pocketbooks and all this stuff, new house, and he said the kids come to him looking like crap.
I buy those articles of clothing and my own car for me, for my own money. The kids just want to be cool and fit in like everybody else. Hey, and congratulations, Ray. Good morning to you. Now, everybody listening to the radio knows that you're a total dumbass. Great job, buddy. Aren't you proud of yourself now? Anything else I can help you with? Or are we done here now, huh?
No, see, and this goes right back to Ohio. I'm telling you, this goes right back to Ohio. You wanted somebody you could control, and you couldn't control me. That's why you left. Let's not make you have any illusions here.
As always, you're imagining stuff in your head. You're such a dumbass.
Okay, so there's really nothing else to say here, Sheila, other than, you know, you're making your own way. You're taking care of the
kids.
Yes,
I am.
And good for you. Seriously, good for you. And also, Ray, all the money you're paying to her, she's putting into an account for college.
Yeah, that's good.
I just don't understand why all of this had to come out like this. I try to talk to her about these things. I try to talk to her about these things, but it doesn't work.
You put me on the radio.
Thank you for. Thank you.
And you think that being on the radio makes a difference? You really think it makes a difference? You really think that you would have reacted any differently had these guys not come on the radio?
It just makes you look more like a fool than you already know. Okay, we already know that you're a dumbass. Now the whole world knows you're a dumbass. Look, this has been really fun, y'all. Okay, I'm going to work now. Thanks
nice
a lot for giving
you,
me something
Sheila.
To talk
Bye,
about.
Sheila.
Yeah. I'm going to laugh about you all day long today, Ray. I'm going to share this with my girlfriends at work. Have a good day now. Bye.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Oh,
man. Ray.
She hung up for
Ray,
yeah.
man. Look.
Work.
First of all.
Sorry.
Didn't end well.
She's
no.
putting all that money into the college education. I mean, she's doing pretty good.
She don't like Ray much.
No.
Well, can you blame her? I mean, good Lord. Sorry, Ray, but like she's doing. Are you a little bit jealous that she's doing good for herself? Maybe just a little bit jealous.
No, until now, I knew she made good money. I didn't know how much money she made. I didn't know because when she left Ohio, I didn't know how much money she was making. I mean, here's the thing. Would you move like 5 or 6 states for like $5,000? Probably not. So I knew she was making more than she was making in Ohio. But I didn't know how much she was making, and then all of a sudden she pops up on Facebook, has all this expensive stuff, and I'm living in a one bedroom, you know, flea hotel, and I don't see, and then I see my kids with long hair and raggy clothes. I mean, what conclusion am I supposed to come to?
I mean,
that's the fashion.
Yeah, it is. And you gotta,
mullets are coming back.
They are.
Jeans are full of holes when they sell them.
And you got to figure out somehow to establish better communication. If you know, I mean, it ain't easy, but that's what it would take to find out this stuff.
And I get it, but I also know that they're 11 and 9. It's not like they're in college. There are certain choices they shouldn't have at that age. They just shouldn't.
They how to wear their hair?
I don't mind longer hair, but I mean, yeah. Make it look like something. I don't mind, you know, designer clothes, but don't make them look like you've just been, you know, dragged in the mud and all of a sudden you walked into school one day.
Goodness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Those little kid polo shirts.
Uh-huh.
All right, Ray, we're going to let you go. Can't stand by and just sit here like, I mean, she's taking care of the kids. I mean, she's doing nothing. At least according to what she just said, all that money's going to a college education. So at least look at it this way. You ain't got to pay for that down there. You're paying for it now. Okay. And quit. Also, somebody brought up a good point on the CVM text line. Quit stalking her Facebook.
Yeah.
It's just going to piss you off.
Yeah.
Move on.
Just say, hey, if you take pictures of the kids, share them with me. But other than that, don't. It's going to piss you off, especially when another man comes into the picture. If it hasn't yet.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right, Ray. Adios.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Ray. Have a good day.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3
The Planet. This guy, so listen to this. This was in Michigan. A guy went and bought a secondhand couch at a Habitat for Humanity store.
Good for him.
You know, like a Goodwill, you know, restore or whatever.
Bet he got a good deal on a nice, lightly used piece of furniture.
Bought it for $70. They had it for 3 weeks and noticed something. One of the sofa cushions was a little uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
So after 3 weeks, they unzip it, and his daughter-in-law pulls out a stack of cash, and then another one, and then another one, and a shocking amount of $43,170.
Man, okay.
The guy that found it, his name's Howard Kirby. He said for a hot second, he was tempted to keep the cash.
Oh, no.
But ultimately decided against it.
Oh, no.
He said, quote, what would Jesus do? Jesus would give it back to the rightful owner. Well, I say to you, Howard, Jesus was a carpenter. He would have made his own couch.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
Was there a lot of eyes on him? He had to give it back.
Okay. Just to quote the great preacher, why? Why were there? Let me go on before we get into that. So Howard then contacts the Habitat for Humanity thrift store, who somehow, now I've donated a bunch of stuff to various thrift stores and things over the years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. They give me a blank receipt. Never is it itemized.
Uh-uh.
But they somehow found the previous owners of the couch who said, oh, yeah, it was stashed in there by her grandpa. We didn't know it was in there.
Oh, they didn't know it was missing. They weren't looking for it. Never knew it existed.
So they give the money back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at how many tabs I got open here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. 7 news stories. Not once does it says they gave him any of the money. Or nor did any of the reporters ask. That would have been the first thing I say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. After they said that was their late grandfather's, did they offer you part?
A reward of some sort.
Did you get any?
Jesus would say, give him 10%.
Yep.
Give an offering.
Yep. Yep.
So, fat boy, you unzip it.
Yep.
And there it is. Old money, too. Like, grandpa's been dead for a while, so these are probably old presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny faced. Ain't got strip in there. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't got nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Honest to God, I would do what this guy did first and see legally if I had to.
You'd call Rob Inaria first?
Yeah, because this guy, a lawyer told him, you know, he could keep it. He didn't have to give it back. Yeah, I would have kept it. This guy is an absolute moron.
So he did contact a lawyer first.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so, and the lawyer says you don't have to give it back.
Yeah, he had no legal obligation to return the money.
Is Howard, like, wealthy, this guy? Well, he bought a secondhand couch, but he gets
must
some,
be.
So right. Some of those eccentric millionaires will buy used furniture.
I hate to be judgmental, but it doesn't look like it.
And see, I can see where Fat Boy's thinking. Maybe there was a robbery, but if the bills aren't marked,
what?
Right?
Yeah, don't care. This would be like, if I found $43,000 in a couch, I'd be like, wow, it's my ticket to home ownership.
No kidding. I would say, you know what? Good for you, Matthew. This is what you get for going and buying. Habitat for Humanity got $70 for nothing.
Yeah, they did. They already got a free $70. The people don't know it's missing. But it isn't bloodstained.
Right.
You're fine.
But I can see where the good person would think, well, what if this was saved for something important or... You know,
well, it wasn't important enough to not remember.
It wasn't important enough to take out of the couch.
It was an accident to donate that, and somebody's looking for it.
You ever accidentally give away $40,000? No.
Never.
And they had no clue. They had no clue about the money. The guy's family, when they returned it. So at that point, the guy should be like, you know what? They don't know. I would give it back. It's mine.
They just assumed that their late grandfather was saving it in the couch cushions.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool, thanks.
Must have a trusted grandma.
I definitely would have given someone a reward for giving me the cash if it was given to me.
But if you forget we're on the radio right now, okay?
Okay.
I'll do something.
Pretend like the people downstairs. Forget we're on the air right now. They come walking in with the sign saying, on air, come walking right in. You open it, you bought this couch. Because obviously, I mean, if you buy a secondhand couch, you might be struggling a little bit. I don't know, maybe. And suddenly you just found
a real good one.
You find this money, your thought is to return it?
No, I'm going to think it's not real for some reason.
But let's say you verified.
Yeah.
You're going to return it? Like, is anybody in this room right now honestly going to look? I'll take off my damn glasses. Look me in the eye and tell me you're going to give it back.
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
If you drop $5 out of your pocket right now, I'm going to step on it like I never saw
it. I believe you.
I would have called and I would have asked if somebody was looking for the money.
Why?
I wouldn't have disclosed how much money I found, but I would ask if somebody was looking for some money that was donated in a couch.
Why? Okay.
Because
Paige, we did lose some money. How much was it? $43,000? We were looking for $43,000.
I see where you're getting, but I don't want that on my conscience thinking that somebody...
I had the money, but my dog just ate it, so I can't give it back to
somebody
you.
Somebody could have gotten maybe something that was important to them. Maybe it was for a wedding they were saving. Or, you know,
maybe
you just
Eva's
wonder.
Been tucking away some extra money to try to save.
She just moved.
The new dog toy.
She just moved in half out.
She bought herself a house.
Okay. I really would like to talk about this further and also talk to you. Like, be honest with yourself.
What a sucker he is.
What a dummy. What a goop. What a dumb. What a dummy. I hope for these moments.
You know what happens on the flip side, too? Somebody, you've heard this before, will lose a phone, or they'll see somebody pick it up if they forgot it, and then they'll confront them.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll act like they didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
So you either got people that are really honest, or you really got really skeevy scammers.
Yeah, you do.
Skeevy scammers.
It's a new segment. We bust them.
Skeevy scammers. Nine, you said you would not, you would take the money.
Yeah, man. Again, as I said, it would be my ticket to home ownership, and it would.
Yeah, I absolutely would. Now, at night, would I probably start to feel bad a little bit? Yeah, I would probably, help out one of the $19 a month charities or something.
Yeah, buy a turkey for the hobos.
Yeah, it's either I'm going to help out the cold dogs, or I'm going to help out any of the charities. That, you know, early on in the year, they'll hit you with a $19 a month commercial.
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
But absolutely, right. But Paige kind of, you never truly said what you would do.
I would call to see if somebody was looking for the money, and if the person knew the amount of the money, then I would return it. But if they didn't, I would keep it.
Man.
See, that's the thing. They were not aware of this. They say, apparently Grandpa died. They donated a lot of his furniture. Imagine this. They probably had it at a yard sale. It just didn't sell.
Man, I'm not used to hearing people that, don't go through the house of somebody that died and just pick through everything.
Let's go to Goodwill and start opening all the books and shaking them.
I do now.
Ripping over the back of paintings and see if people have hid money and bonds and stock papers and stuff.
Like I've jewelry we found in different things that people have just trashed because they think it's grandmother's not important stuff.
God bless. Let's talk to Anonymous, who bought something at a thrift store and found something mysterious inside. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. Tickle It.
Tickle It, guys. What did you purchase at a thrift store?
Well, I was actually on tour with my dub reggae band at the time. This is a few years back. And we were in Atlanta, and we were low on cash. Atlanta. I was low on cash. And somebody had actually stolen my bag with all of my stuff in it at the last show we were at. I left it backstage and it got gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, I got to get a new bag. And they were like, all right, well, there's a Goodwill or this thrift store down the road. We can all go. So the whole band goes and I go and I find a cool bag,
Like a got backpack?
On it.
Like a backpack?
No. It was like a pulley thing, Yeah. It was like, it had wheels and it was cool. It was nice.
Oh, okay.
Well, I buy it for $4.50 or $4.75, something like that. I remember it was under $5. And so I get on the bus, and we're heading down the road, and I'm putting the new stuff I just bought in the bag from the thrift store. And I noticed that there was, another zipper in the back part of it. And I was like, oh, cool. That must be where, you put your nice stuff or whatever. And I unzipped it, and I started smelling something really strong.
Uh-oh. Is it a used couch? A used couch was in the back?
Well, let's just say I was somewhat of a connoisseur at the time of herbals. And
it was weed in the bag?
Pungent smell. And I fished all the way down and around in the bag, and there was about somewhere around 40 grams of some super hydroponic chronic. And it wasn't.
What are the odds that the guy on tour with a reggae dub band would go to a Goodwill and buy a bag that had reefers in it?
A connoisseur of using too many words.
I really walked out into the area where the rest of the band was, and I held up the giant bag of chronic, and literally everyone fell down and started rejoicing the thrift store find.
It's
of
the
decade.
From the gods.
It is.
Wonderful story.
Because we were so broke. We were so broke. And, of course, we were running low on herb. We were on the road.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And what's up with the reggae dub band now? Is that still a thing?
It was until our lead singer got arrested for
donating weed to Goodwill.
Yeah, well, no, he was trying to make some money on the side, and it didn't work out. So.
Oh, I see. No prostitution. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I understand. Right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
I wonder if Goodwill or whatever would have a problem with us going in and just unzipping all the couch cushions and flipping over the books and all that stuff.
Well, you got to look and see what's in there.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Fat Boy said yesterday, and I realized I saw the text already today, the tweets. I saw them yesterday, and I'm kind of right there with you. It's like Kobe overload. Like everything's Kobe. Everything's Kobe, and that's nice. I mean, it's nice. Fat Boy said yesterday that the death of Kobe Bryant, there's not another one that this it will touch as much as this generation, the death of an athlete.
I saw a new one. So whoever in town did the Kobe, it says legend in the Lakers logo.
Yeah.
That's nice. Because you see a bunch of them around town.
I mean, look, I'm not saying that it's with social media and everything and all the connection, all the interactivity we have, I mean, it's everywhere. And it's kind of like, all right. You know, it's like with the coronavirus. You're like, get here or not.
Yeah, it's starting to, you know, people wear out, like what the cycle is.
Yeah. So Fatboy said that the death of Kobe Bryant, the reason it's so big is that this generation won't be touched by the death of another athlete. And I said, are you kidding me? Like when Michael Jordan dies, like the economy could possibly halt for a brief period. The world would just stop and look up at the – you know, if you're in a big city, the Titantrons up on the side of the buildings, you would look up. Or here in Greenville, you know, you get on your phone. And I was shocked by that. I'm not in the NBA world. Mm-hmm. I never was. I was a fan. I loved Dream Team 92.
Oh.
I mean, I just harkened back to those days.
Should have been Shaq on that team.
I wish I had that champion jumpsuit, Dream Team. Jumpsuit. I would have looked silly in it. They would have thought I was like a Make-A-Wish kid, being like the ball boy for the team. But Michael Jordan, though. Michael Jordan.
The goat.
And so I said I would like to do a field test. I want to go out. And we kind of joked we were going to hang outside of the exit of a school and ask kids as they walked out if they knew who Michael Jordan was. Of course, we didn't do that. But we have. I'm not going to say – we'll just call her Miss Jordan.
Okay.
Miss Jordan is a sixth grade teacher at McCracken Middle School over in Spartanburg. Okay. I think it's Spartanburg County at least. Here is this. I'm going to play this off my phone, okay?
If you feel like LeBron James is more famous than Michael Jordan. Okay. Raise your hand if you feel like Michael Jordan is way more famous than LeBron James.
Okay. Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a little bit.
LeBron, though. LeBron. It wasn't Kobe. Mm-hmm. But you see that hand, that room full of kids? Michael Jordan. Yeah. Michael Jordan.
It's tough, man, because I still think in the big scope of it, Jordan did a lot, and to our generation – but we're on the cusp, too. We're Kobe and Michael definitely, you know, overlapped, and they're a lot similar. And Kobe's the closest we'll get to Jordan. But kids now even, you know, have memories of basketball for the past 6 or 7 years where LeBron and Kobe overlapped. I don't think, you know, the parents our age want to have that talk, have that argument.
You don't think Tom Brady – passing away. Look, we're not trying to get some bad juju on people or anything like that. Knock on wood. I need some wood.
There isn't any.
What is this?
I think it's
sheetrock.
I know. This is formica.
Well, regardless, you don't think there's another one that will just like.
No, only because of Kobe's age, being 41.
How old is Tom Brady? 44?
42?
42? Right. You don't think that would like just. 41. Or is it because, like, Kobe, maybe Tom Brady wouldn't mainstream. Well, it's Tom Brady, though. I don't know.
Even, God forbid it happened now, Kobe would still overshadow it. Just so massive.
See, I ran it by Caitlin yesterday. Obviously, she's not a child, although, you know, certainly a May-December relationship going on there. She said that she thinks that, and this is, you know, a woman saying this. She said that she thinks that LeBron will, he's like at this point already bigger than Jordan. And that that Kobe wasn't even to LeBron's level. Like LeBron is looked at as a literal basketball god.
See, this is where you get the separation. This is where people kind of forget about Kobe as far as a daily occurrence because, you know, he's been away from the game for a few years. Certainly had a legacy, but now LeBron's by himself. Nobody's overlapping him, and it's LeBron's game, so he's going to have years, maybe 5 or 6 years left to build that legacy.
Yeah.
Numbers-wise, I mean, he still needs a couple rings before he's close to those guys?
40's closer to it. Well, somebody just sent this in, and here's the thing I'll say to it. I will never in a million years, unless I get Alzheimer's, God forbid, forget the moment when I heard Dale died.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never, ever forget that.
That was so shocking.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. passing away, I mean, you saw it happen, right? Like, nobody saw the helicopter crash. He wasn't playing a game or anything. You saw Dale Earnhardt crash. But Dale Earnhardt, at that time, I mean, look, I'm saying this in the South, right here below Charlotte and all that stuff, but Dale Earnhardt was not to the mainstream America what Kobe Bryant was.
Yeah, you probably
just wasn't.
Well, I mean, the sport's not.
Just wasn't. I mean, you know, NASCAR's had so many tragedies from Adam Petty to Alan Kulwicki.
Davey Allison.
Oh, Davey Allison. God bless America. Who was the one? Rick Moroso? Was it that he the one that passed away very early also?
I think so. A couple of these were off the track, but still.
Yeah. Miss Jordan is on hold from sixth grade class over at McCracken. Hey, Miss Jordan.
Hi.
Hi. I love when we can just ask, hey, school teachers, parents, ask your kids who's more famous than Jordan or this or that. And overwhelmingly, the video showed that Jordan, the kids know Jordan.
Oh, absolutely. I asked more than one class, too, and I have about 134 kids, and it was about the same across the board.
Okay, I think it definitely speaks for Jordan's legacy of his clothing. I mean, I don't think kids know Jordan player.
God, yeah.
You think people
they're
think
all
that...
wearing Michael Jordan hoodies and yeah. Jordan shoes every day.
Okay, ask them to hear. Can we do another homework assignment, Miss Jordan?
Yes.
Ask them today who Michael Jordan is. Because I bet you some of them are going to think he's a fashion designer.
Yeah, or the team.
Yeah. Michael Kors, he played for them. He played for the Bulls.
Yeah.
My mama has his pocketbook. Right. Ask him that and ask him about Kobe also. I'm interested to see.
I should probably ask about Babe Ruth, too, because I'm kind of interested in that.
That's the other one.
They might not know who Babe Ruth is.
I'm going to say no.
It's like there's a legend reset every 100 years or whatever where, like, you know, the legends of the old days, nobody knows them except from the history books.
That's
the legend
true.
Doesn't carry on. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic, Ms. Jordan.
Awesome.
Thank you. What class do you teach? You teach phys ed?
I teach sixth grade English.
Ooh. Oh.
So much fun.
What would you give? what letter grade would you give me on my grammar each morning? Oof. Be honest.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know if there's anything below an S.
Oh,
he's got to go back to eighth grade.
No, that's fair. Thank you, Miss Jordan. Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
All right, just say no. There.
You know what?
Just say no.
Baseball struggles so much now as a sport, getting new fans. That legend's going to die.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know Babe Ruth in another 20 years.
Here's a text, CVM text line 72341. Is there a current athlete that would pass away right now that would cause Fat Boy to, quote, not be able to move, like he said on Twitter? What did you say you wasn't able to move on Twitter?
After it happened. I was just sitting there kind of shook. But I followed Kobe since, you know, I was big into basketball. I got the Slam magazines. I heard about him, you know, from there. And followed him since he was 16 when he first went in there. And then, of course, going to Charlotte and everything up. You saw him his whole life.
I'm on your Twitter right now, at Fatboy933, 2 days ago. Could you imagine if you were not aware of Kobe Bryant's passing and you see this tweet from Fatboy? I feel like I can't move, man.
I
want to look at the responses of people say, oh, too much Golden Corral.
He came in at the right time in the league where it seemed like there was kind of an unofficial passing of the torch from Jordan to Bryant.
Yeah.
But you saw his whole life. You saw it begin, the middle, and the end. I mean, how many athletes can you say that about?
Let's try something fun. Again, this is what we call in the business cold calls. I think this could possibly happen. If you're in the car right now with your – let's say preteens or preteens and below on the way to school or grandma's house or wherever you're going, call in and I would like to ask them with your permission if they know who famous legend types are and to see the difference of the age gap and stuff. Like I don't want to say any names yet because they're listening, but I want to ask various names to see if they know who that is.
And I want to ask you if, say, you heard Peyton Manning passed. And I know that you've loved him in the past. Would you have the same effect as the way Fatboy felt with Kobe Bryant?
See, I met Peyton.
Yeah, I never even got to see Kobe play in person.
But it would touch me. There's not an athlete passing right now that's going to make me shed a tear. Truthfully,
really.
Yeah.
Right. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.